The Death March. It's on all over the world. At the Louisiana Superdome, the Death March has been initiated for a total excavation of black people. Even if you are in denial, the evidence is not living proof. Read up on Sudan, Chicago, Rwanda, Minneapolis, Somalia, Camden, places where you and I live comfortably, journaling our experience of the bloody Sundays and Mondays in Alabama and Mississippi, with smoke screens tied to corporate and university's trickery of diversity. And it's going to kill the flow of colored folks working for a better world. It's not going to happen with a Bush or a Clinton, even though most black people are convinced old Billy Clinton is the black hope for blacks in America. He transformed three strikes on a smaller dealer, they get life at 14. In prison for a little marijuana crack, and the welfare of it all. World powers want the views to be static on the growers of the free world. Privilege is majority in the 21st century with fascism running rampant and a plight to redesign slavery. The blinking eye does not tell a vision on how I'm living, BET. With the failure of College Hill and their uncut profanity on every hour, we're up on it and know why mainstream commercializes Seawalk with gang signs interpreted for escalated arguments, fights, and murders at social events. It now places warrants on our young black and dangerous minds to be handcuffed, terrorized by the authorities, manhood stolen, they're raped in the corridors of prison and beaten to death. It benchmarks a generation of men to hopelessness, no fathers, the fatherless child's mother babysits unemployment and Section 8 while on borrowed time. God save us from the superdomes of America and the science of the past that's spiraling out of control. We're very much damned after the myth of the second creation story. It's time to search for our people as Isis did for Osiris, to gather the 14 pieces of our culture and resurrect freedom from the hoax manipulated by man. The devil has many deceitful children and they must work harder as time draws near to the end. And the Red Sea margin recedes like my hairline, till the human death toll exceeds billions to hell. Then the waves of flame shall engulf you with sulfur, and the turmoil will not be fueled by Venezuela, Iraq, or Peru. Pay attention to the politics of the unoriginal man, black family. As the rib shatters the dust, the candle under the bed burns up. The water is too dry to drink. Now you are too dehydrated to think. These are the hidden treasures that are in the arc of time, the living burden to death. I've crawled out of the impressionable stages to walk, constantly shifting my altitude. God save us. God save us. Save us from this death march to the superdomes of America. Black Man Preach, spoken word columnist for the BlackCommentator.com.